to just have the clarity of mind, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit would come upon me and that You would have me to say, Father, the things You would want me to say, and that this morning I would be used as an instrument, Father, to be used of You to preach to Your people, Lord, and that Your Word might minister to them. I pray You please bless us in Your precious name, I pray. Amen. All right, well, we're there in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. And what you need to understand about this passage is that in part of it, the Apostle Paul is kind of defending himself, defending his ministry. People are attacking him and saying, well, Paul is not really who he says he is, or Paul is not really an apostle, or Paul is not really this. And he begins to explain and kind of defend himself. And if you look at verse number 23, he asks this question. He says, are they ministers of Christ? He says, these people, they're attacking me, and they're attacking my ministry, and they're attacking my preaching, and they're attacking what I'm doing. He says, are they ministers of Christ? Now, notice in parentheses, he says, I speak as a fool. But notice, he says, I am more. Now, you got to ask this question, you are more what, Paul? And he says, are they ministers of Christ? And he says, if they're ministers of Christ, he says, I am more a minister of Christ. Do you understand what he's saying? And he begins to prove this through the passage, because he says, if they're ministers of Christ, he says, I am more a minister of Christ. And he begins to prove this. Look at verse 23 again. He says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. He says, I am more. He says, I am more of a minister of Christ than they are. And he says, let me prove it to you. Notice what he says. He says, in labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. You see, he's explaining to them, I've done more than they've done in their ministries. He says, I am more of a minister. He says, have they labored? I've labored more abundantly. Have they had stripes? I've had stripes above measure. Have they been in prison? I've been in prison more frequently. Notice what he says, in deaths oft of the Jews. He's giving his kind of his credibility here. He's saying, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often. He says, look, have they journeyed? I've journeyed often. He says, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and plentifulness, painfulness, in watchings often. That means there was many nights where I couldn't go to sleep because I was in so much danger, I had to stay up. He said, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often. So I was often hungry. I was often thirsty. I was often fasting. In cold and nakedness. Now the Apostle Paul is explaining. He said, look, and I think after you listen to the Apostle Paul say this, and we know that all this is true, a lot of it is documented in the book of Acts and stuff, you'd say, you wouldn't mess with the Apostle Paul. You know what I'm saying? Is he a minister of Christ? I think he is. He's proven that. And that's the point that he's making. But I want you to just key in on one little phrase, because there's a phrase at the beginning of this list, which I believe this phrase is the reason that the Apostle Paul had such success in his Christian life. Now you need to understand this. The Apostle Paul was probably the greatest missionary who ever lived. The Apostle Paul was one of the greatest preachers who ever lived. He was one of the greatest pastors who ever lived. He was one of the greatest church planners who ever lived. He was, as he said in his words, a minister of Christ. And when it came to the ministers of Christ, he was probably right up there with the best. And I believe the reason that he was so successful, now don't misunderstand this. He was a very successful minister, but he went through a lot of trials, did he not? I mean, we just read about him. 5 times he was beaten of the Jews. He was in perils often, and all sorts, in prison, all sorts of things. He went through a lot. So the fact that he was a successful minister doesn't mean, you know, he was making $200,000 a year and driving around in a Mercedes. You understand what I'm saying? He was successful in his ministry, but because he was successful in his ministry, there came a lot of trials and a lot of tribulation and a lot of persecution because of it. But I believe you find the secret to his success in verse number 23 at the beginning of that list. Look what it says. He says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. He says, I am more. And notice this phrase. This is what we're preaching about this morning. He says, in labors more abundant. Do you see that? He says, in labor more abundant. That word labor means physical or mental effort. The word labor means work.